Hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I'm here to conduct this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 28th of July, 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My name is Timothy David Olson. I'm 50 years old, and I was born in Dunstable, but I live in Manchester now.
And how are you doing, Tim, today?
I'm doing fine, quite excited. Really buzzed about what's going to happen in the next couple of hours, so yeah.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I read an article in The Guardian. Can't really remember whether it was a large article, I just remember reading it, and my daughter, who's going to study fine art at Falmouth, was really excited about it, and I said that I'd like to apply, take a chance, because it was such a huge art project involving so many people. So I thought I'd really like to be a part of that. So I entered. So was absolutely stunned when I found out that I was accepted for it. So yeah, quite excited.
And what are you actually planning on doing today?
Well, that's something it went through about three or four different versions of what I wanted to do. Because when I first signed in to the website, I said I had no idea what I was going to do. I just wanted to be involved. And as the weeks went by, I started to think I'd quite like to do something that was meaningful without being too pushy. And I do a lot of work for different charities up in Manchester. And I thought my first ideas were to do something for a specific charity. And then I thought, I think I would rather try and inspire people to get involved in things that they were passionate about rather than just sharing my passion for a specific. So what I'm trying to do is just to get people to think about things. And so I worked it out, I tried it out on my family, fine-tuned it, and I think all I'm really trying to do today for the hour is just to get people to think without being too preachy. So
And what is the message you're trying to convey, if there is one?
I think the easiest way to describe that is one of the cards that I've done, because I'm holding up large yellow cards with messages on them, and one says, inspire is not just a word. And I think what I want is I don't know, I'm trying to get people to get inspired and to get involved in things where they can make a difference. And I think people underestimate the change that they can make just by being involved. And so the messages in the cards, again, they're very general, but it's about, you know, volunteer, without saying volunteer for something specific. You know, get involved in your community, make a difference. And trying to get people, even if there's just a few people in the audience who think, oh, maybe I will, then I think that's what I'm trying to do today.
And how would you describe your personal values in life?
I think I've always lived my life that I think it's important to be a good person. And that if you can help others, fine. But I think it comes right down to this, the simple line is to be a good person, which sounds a bit cliched and a bit too woolly. But I think you need to be happy with what you are and who you are. And if you think about what you do, and you take time to think about how you can help people, it's like I read something one time that people are very charitied out right now. They don't have the money to give to charity. And it's something that I said to, I did a speech at a conference last year, that if you can't give money, give time. And so that's what I do. I try and give my time. And I think if more people did it, then lots of different things could be improved. So.
And can I ask you about the way in which you volunteer and who you volunteer for?
Sure. I think the biggest thing, I volunteer for an organization called Mary's Meals, which builds feeding shelters to encourage children around the world to get an education. And I think that's my belief about charity, is it's a lot more important to help the people to help themselves whether they're in Africa or Romania or Haiti or, you know, Brazil, it's not just to throw money at them and to throw food aid at them, is to get them to do it for themselves. And Mary's Meals, last year I lost 5 stone and raised £7,000 to build a feeding shelter for a school called Namasimba in Malawi. And it was one of those things, it's a bit the reason why I decided to do the message that I'm doing for the plinth, is because if you asked me a few years ago, did I think I would ever do that, I would say no. But I happened to see something on television about this charity, got involved, you know, became healthier because I lost the 5 stone. And I'm currently doing a second project in the company I work for, which is involving an entire region. We're doing another one in Malawi in a little town called Lumbira. And to me, that's a charitable contribution that keeps giving, because those children will go to school because they couldn't, you know, they didn't go to school because they had no money for food or school supplies. So Mary's Meals, with the money they raise, they do that, and they get people into school. Those children get educated, they improve their own lives, which means there'll be a time in the future when there won't be a need for food aid. And again, that's a very blue skies opinion of it, but I can see how I made a difference, and I think lots of people can make a difference the same way. And last year we did a fundraiser for Shelter, the homelessness charity. So again, it's for people who are in situations that a lot of times aren't of their making, and if you can help them get out of that situation, then it's a feel good type of thing. So I'm not involved in any charities, like Cancer Trust charities, because those haven't affected my life. But I appreciate how when that does affect people's lives, they can get very passionate about those specific charities. And yeah, so I would like people to just think about that.
When you say those charities haven't affected your life, is that insinuating that the charities you're working for have directly affected your life?
No. But I think what it is if you have a situation where a family member is ill, then of course to help the hospital or the nurses who are helping your family, it impacts on you. I think when I watched the television program about Mary's Meals, it upset me because I thought it's the children who are suffering, again, through no fault of their own. So that affected me and moved me, which is why I got involved and why I volunteer for the charity, and I talk to schools and churches and things like that. So, but I think that's what it is. When you get involved with any kind of charity, it's about doing something that you're passionate about. So if it's something that's affected your family, you can see firsthand exactly how your help is helping them. So.
And how does it make you feel when you can actually see yourself, I mean, you're volunteering, being able to give out help and help other people?
Unbelievable. I think it's because when we built the feeding shelter in Malawi, and it took about 14 months to raise the money to do it, when they sent the photographs back of the feeding shelter and the children that were going to school, they sent a report back that the attendance at school in 1 year had gone up by 25%. So yeah, it's like it kind of brings a tear to your eye, because you think, and I try not to think I did that, because I did it with the help of lots of people, but when it comes right down to it, is I did that. And it's something, my life changed over the last few years, because I was never like that before. You know, I would donate to Comic Relief and, you know, Children in Need, and I'd phone in, I would do those things, but there was never anything that I got really passionate about. And I do, I see, you see the effect, and you get reports from the schools to say that their attendance has gone up by that much. It does, it moves you. And it's, I think that's what any kind of charity work should do. You shouldn't do it because you feel guilty and you think you should, well, I better put some money in. You should do it because, oh, you could make a difference doing it.
And has this recent insurge of interest in charity work caused you to give up in part your other life, sorry, I haven't asked you yet what you do, but have you had to kind of make more room for your charity work? within your life?
No, I wouldn't say it's changed my life. I work for a well-known coffee company, and in the time since I started doing the charitable work and the community work, I was actually voted in as community ambassador for the UK and Ireland for the company. So it has become, in a way, part of my job. And I think what it is, it's about apportioning time for things. So I wouldn't say that I haven't had to stop doing anything I did before, but it's just I plan my time better now so that I have time for everything. So, I don't think anybody would look at me and go, oh, well, my entire life is that. I just think they understand it's an important part of my life. So, but it hasn't changed at all about what I do. So.
And just to, can I ask you a little bit about yourself?
Yep.
Where you're from, where you grew up?
Well, I was born in Dunstable, but my father was in the American Air Force. My mother was British, so I have dual nationality, which is nice. So I'm British and American. And I grew up around the world. And it's one of those things is, you know, I was traveling around the world from the time I was born. It surprises me sometimes when you talk to people and they don't have a passport or they've never been anywhere. And I think I was very, very fortunate. Had a big family. I have five brothers and sisters. You know, it was again, it sounds a bit cliche, but it was a great childhood. All the kids, you know, they've all grown up. They're all in professional careers or jobs they like. You know, I'm in a job I love. And for a while, I used to write for a games company in Texas. And I had an opportunity to come over and write for their British company in Nottingham. And I came over in 1996 for 6 months, and I'm still here. So I came over, got married, settled down. So, although it's kind of funny because my accent is very mid-Atlantic, it's very, you know, it sounds very American to most people, is, you know, I was actually born and raised here as much as in the States.
And do you often go back to the States?
Yeah. My family lives all over the States, so just 2 weeks ago I came back from a road trip where I took, my father is 76 and he can't fly anymore, so I flew to Texas and we drove from Texas to Maryland and then to Indianapolis and then back, so in 10 days we drove 3,500 miles, but we saw all of our family members that live in the States, so it was like a working holiday, but it was brilliant. And I try to go back at least a couple times a year. So.
Does it make you, sorry, it's quite a weird question, but does it make you feel slightly displaced when you go back to the States?
It does. It does, because when I go, especially when I go to Texas to visit my dad, my accent is seen as being very British. So when I'm there, everyone's going, oh, where are you from? Are you British? And here, despite the fact that I've been here for 13 years and that I do have some very British elements to my accent, it still perceives being American. So yeah, I have no home.
And future kind of wise, where are you headed with your life?
Well, again, like I said, I love my job. I'm in a situation where part of my job is working in the community. So to be honest, it is a perfect mix because I can do things at work that make me feel fulfilled, which I think everybody looks for in a job, is you don't want to just go do a 9-to-5 and come home, is that I'm very passionate about the work that I do. So yeah, I'd like to stay with the company that I'm with now and continue the charity work and basically just keep on doing what I'm doing.
And what do you think the importance of charity work is within a society?
I just think that the people who can give should give. And I think I break that down to not everyone will, but there are plenty of people who can. And I think it's one of the reasons why I'm involved in charity work that's involved in the United Kingdom and worldwide, because people will say, because most people, well, I say most people, that's a generalization. I think a lot of people see charity as being things that deal with other continents. You know, this is something that's for Africa or something that's for South America, and there's plenty of people here who are suffering. And it's like you think of the United States, one of the richest countries in the world, that still has food shelters for people who are, who've been hit by, you know, economic situations. And I just think if you can help, then help. But find something that you're passionate about so that it means something. So it's not just money in a pot, it's something real.
And just to go back to your elements, what are your hopes, fears, expectations?
Well, Alex, it's like I said when we started, I'm really very excited about it. What I would like is, I would like some people who are here today and on the webcam to read what I'm saying and to have it make them think. It's why I didn't go for something that was humorous. I can't dance and I can't sing. So I can't play the guitar. I can't entertain them. So I thought I'd try and make them think. So I think it's one of those things is when you're doing something, if you can just touch one person and have that one person go away and think, that was quite cool, maybe I'll do something like that. If you can inspire one person, they can inspire somebody else. So, and just hope I get through the hour without it raining on me. So.
And ultimately, what kind of experience are you looking for today?
I don't want to say life changing, because I don't think it will be, but I think I actually have goosebumps about going up there, because something I wrote on the website recently is, when you read about what Anthony Gormley wanted to do with this plinth, to do a representation of the United Kingdom, and I take a look at what I've seen today and from the time I've watched the webcam, and it really does show just the amazing diversity of people that are in this country. There's no formula for the plinth. I don't think there's ever been a time where I've watched where one person has done the same as somebody else. They might be similar, it might be messages like mine, it might be, you know, I've seen people singing, but they're all very different. And I think, I really don't want to say that this is what Anthony Gormley was looking for, but it's what I felt he wanted to achieve on the plinth. And so I'm just hoping that my hour is seen as a, you know, something diverse, something different.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.